This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And we'll begin today in the Cathedral of the Holy Cross in Boston's South End, where President Barack Obama, Governor Deval Patrick, Boston Mayor Tom Menino, and the city's religious leaders led an interfaith service 4 days after the Boston Marathon bombings killed 3 people and injured more than 170.
Their intention, to remember and honor those who were injured and killed, but they also offered a common message of resilience. While the bombs killed and maimed, they will not weaken the resolve of this city to come back and to be stronger. And Anthony, you were there, so let's talk a little bit about what was said.
All right, of course, President Obama was the big headline today. We'll talk about what he said in a moment. But let's start with Mayor Tom Menino. Who in a way represented and spoke very personally for this injured city. As you know, he's recovering from a broken leg. Mm-hmm. He had to struggle painfully to his feet to talk earlier today. So there was something sort of gallant, even heroic, about this image that seemed to represent this city. And when he spoke, he talked about the toughness of Boston, its resilience, and about his love for his city. Let's listen.
As his clock struck that faithful hour, love has covered this resilient city. I have never loved it and its people more than I do today. He loved the brave ones who felt the blast and still raced to the smoke. This was the courage of our city at work. We love the fathers and the brothers who took shirts off their backs to stop the bleeding. The mothers and the sisters who cared for the injured.
That's Boston Mayor Tom Menino speaking earlier today at the interfaith service at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross. And Meghna, he promised that Boston would be back next year with more runners than ever competing in next year's marathon. Mm-hmm.
And Anthony, of course, this was an interfaith service, so religious leaders there as well. What was their message?
Yeah, that's right. The service took place in Boston's Catholic Cathedral, so Cardinal Sean O'Malley spoke. So did a number of others representing the city's Jewish, Muslim, Greek Orthodox, and other faith communities. And in similar and different ways, they tackled the big question of why. I mean, for people of faith who believe in a benevolent God, why did this happen? So here's how the Reverend Liz Walker of the Roxbury Presbyterian Church took that big question on.
Where was God when evil slithered in and planted the horror that exploded our innocence? While someone this morning may have answers, I do not. But this is what I know. God is here in the midst of this sacred gathering, in this sanctuary and beyond. Different faiths, different races, strangers bound first by loss and pain, but now clinging together in growing strength in a city that has always faced the darkness head on. We are members of one another, a community of resilience. Hard-pressed, but not defeated. Confounded, but not consumed. We are gathered in community. And through the blur of each other's tears and the beats of so many broken hearts, we will rise in community and face whatever the future holds, resolutely as one.
Anthony, this idea of trying to make sense of these kinds of actions through religious faith was also something that political leaders at the event talked about as well, right?
Right, yeah, and specifically Governor Deval Patrick, he took it on in a big way. This is how he started his address.
In my faith tradition, Scripture teaches, in everything, give thanks. That isn't always easy to do. On Monday afternoon, I was not feeling it.
Not feeling it. But then Patrick said, as he thought harder about this idea of faith and gratitude, he found a lot to be thankful for in the wake of this tragedy. Here he is again.
I'm thankful for the firefighters and police officers and EMTs who ran toward the blasts, not knowing whether the attack was over, and the volunteers and other civilians who ran to help right alongside them. I'm thankful for the medical professionals, from the doctors and trauma nurses to the housekeeping staff, to the surgeon who finished the marathon and kept on running to his operating room, all of whom performed at their very best. I'm thankful for the agents from the FBI and the ATF, for the officers from the State Police and Boston PD, for the soldiers from the National Guard and all other law enforcement personnel who both restored order and started the methodical work of piecing together what happened and who's responsible. I'm thankful for Mayor Menino, who started Monday morning.
And Mayor Menino getting a round of applause here. Patrick was going to go on to say Tom Menino, who started Monday morning in the hospital, frustrated that he couldn't be at the finish line, as he always is, but then that same afternoon checked himself out of the hospital so that he could direct the response to the attacks. And Meghna, while Patrick talked about spiritual faith, he also talked about another kind of faith.
Let us also not lose touch with our civic faith. Massachusetts invented America. And America America is not organized the way countries are usually organized. We're not organized around a common language or religion or even culture. We're organized around a handful of civic ideals, and we have defined those ideals over time and through struggle as equality, opportunity, freedom, and fair play. An attack on our civic ritual, like the marathon, especially on Patriots Day, is an attack on those values. And just as we cannot permit darkness and hate to triumph over our spiritual faith, so we must not permit darkness and hate to triumph over our civic faith. That cannot happen, and it will not.
Governor Deval Patrick speaking earlier today in Boston at the Interfaith Service.
So the big draw, of course, Anthony, as we heard yesterday, was that President Barack Obama was at this interfaith service at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross. And he spoke for a long time. What was his message?
Yeah, we're told that before the service, that the president wanted to come to Boston to deliver a message about this city's resilience and sort of deliver America's support for this city. And we're told that he spent a good deal of time preparing these remarks himself. And what struck me was how personal the president seemed to take this. He talked about Boston as a place that opens its heart to the world through its colleges, its universities, its hospitals, and of course through the Boston Marathon. And so he said, whether folks come here for a day or for years, they leave with a piece of this city in their hearts. Let's listen.
I know this because there's a piece of Boston in me. You welcomed me as a young law student across the river. Welcomed Michelle too. You welcomed me. You welcomed me during a convention when I was still a state senator and very few people could pronounce my name right. Like you, Michelle and I have walked these streets. Like you, we know these neighborhoods. And like you, in this moment of grief, we join you in saying, Boston, you're my home. For millions of us, what happened on Monday is personal.
Anthony, the president also made a point of remembering the three victims who died in Monday's attack.
That's right, and he did it quite movingly. We understand that he met with some of the family members. He talked about all three of them, 8-year-old Martin Richard of Dorchester, Lingji Liu, a BU student from China, and Crystal Campbell of Medford.
Today our prayers are with the Campbell family of Medford. They're here today. Their daughter Crystal was always smiling. Those who knew her said that with her red hair and her freckles and her ever eager willingness to speak her mind, she was beautiful, Sometimes she could be a little noisy, and everybody loved her for it. She would have turned 30 next month. As her mother said through her tears, "This doesn't make any sense." Our prayers are with the Liu family of China, who sent their daughter Lingzi to BU so that she could experience all that this city has to offer. She was a 23-year-old student, far from home, and in the heartache of her family and friends on both sides of a great ocean, we're reminded of the humanity that we all share. Our prayers are with the Richard family of Dorchester, to Denise and their young daughter Jane, as they fight to recover. And our hearts are broken for 8-year-old Martin, with his big smile and bright eyes. His last hours were as perfect as an 8-year-old boy could hope for, with his family eating ice cream at a sporting event. And we're left with two enduring images of this little boy, forever smiling for his beloved Bruins and forever expressing a wish he made on a blue poster board. No more hurting people. Peace. No more hurting people. Peace.
So clearly somber and moved President Obama there. But he also spoke of resilience, and he did it in a way that probably connected with a lot of Bostonians when he talked about the marathon, this city's passion for sports, and his belief that the entire country right now is rooting for Boston.
We build and we work and we love and we raise our kids to do the same, and we come together to celebrate life and to walk our cities and to cheer for our teams. When the Sox and Celtics and Patriots or Bruins are champions again, to the chagrin of New York and Chicago fans, the crowds will gather and watch a parade go down Boylston Street. And this time next year, on the third Monday in April, the world will return to this great American city to run harder than ever and to cheer even louder for the 118th Boston Marathon.
President Barack Obama speaking earlier today at an interfaith service at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross in Boston.
And listeners, you can find links to the full address by President Obama and others at today's service at radioboston.org. While you're there, we always appreciate hearing from you, so let us know what you think, you've been thinking and what you've been experiencing this week. We're going to head into a break now listening to Amazing Grace. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.